Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside. Everyone, this, what has been like a huge game changer to help you learn these lessons and kind of keep growing and keep scaling and keep building?
Metrics all day, every way. I sound like a broken record. Once you define what you want, it's always going to have a version of, okay, if this is what I want, what tells me in and out that this is going the way I want it to go? The moment that's askew, again, we have a zero goal for if anyone doesn't understand, you want to stop and take that time. It's updating our framework to not look at, oh, I didn't get this accomplished, right? It's, okay, this is something that's going to clarify me to show up as a better service provider, right? As a better business to support your clients. At the end of the day, they're your best version of results, not anything else. You just feel like I have 1 million followers and I have this, but are you actually accomplishing results?
Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills. Hello, everyone. Today, I have our amazing guest, and I'm so excited to have her on and talk more about her journey. She's actually just hit her third business anniversary. Go ahead, tell us who you are, your name, what you do, and how you help people.
First, I want to welcome everyone. I'm so happy that you're taking the time to be here. My name is Kiara Johnson of Cosmo Concierge. I'm a human first entrepreneur, also a CPA. I am super excited to be here, most importantly, because this is about not just what we have to say, but the business of being humans and the business of living the life we desire. And I think that's why we all start an entrepreneurship with some passion. And I'm really the person who in Cosmo Concierge supports the winning strategy for business, what we call staying ready, preparedness plus opportunity equals success. And so where I live and kind of hang my hat is in making sure entrepreneurs have all those things that we need to know when you're focused on passion, that you scour the internet for, you ask friends, you do your best at trying to put together. We created something called the Stay Ready Checklist, which has all rounds of what you need to not just start a business, but stay in business and live the life you desire. Because being a happy entrepreneur is way better than being a miserable, certainly a broke entrepreneur, right? We're working to change the narrative and all be happier people. So,
oh my gosh, Kiara, I love how you started with that human first. It's something that I don't think a lot of business owners think about. They're just head down in the trenches. Tell us a little bit more about, I guess, how you got started in the industry. You know, human first, becoming an entrepreneur, and then the CPA you are today. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if I start with my career, so I come from top four global accounting firms, you know, Fortune 100, Fortune 50 corporations. But one thing that's always been super important to me, I come from inner city. Obviously, I'm a woman, a person of color. There's all these things that as I was climbing the corporate ladder, I remember I had two goals at 21. To make six figures. And at 30, I said, I said by 30, six figures, by 40, seven figures. Can't be too hard, right? And for me, six figures came fast. I mean, I was focused because I knew I wanted more than what I was seeing in my community. And no one really had the language to articulate how to get there. So I'm big on looking at what I desire and I'm asking, what does it take to get there? And so in corporate America, got there, finance and accounting, it's just not a lot of people who look like me. And so navigating that route, getting there, starting to make the money, right? You make six figures. And then I go, okay, then what? What do I do with the rest of this time? And so as I was there, I started to recognize that I still had this longing to find the language that can help my community and help others. Because even in internships, meet people who are just unhappy. Mm-hmm. And first I thought money really was that the answer. Like, okay, they just need to make more money and get some more freedoms. But it's more than that. It's about learning your whys. And so then, even though they wanted me to be CFO at the time for the company that I worked for, and that was the track, which sounds like everybody's dream. But I said, if this is going to be my everyday, I don't see how this changes. And I know what the corporate mindset was, and in our organization, at least, and it wouldn't be able to change no matter what I wanted to do. So I started to personally invest. Mm. And my goal was to make the same amount or more of what I was making in my regular job. And I know now, like, this is a thing again, because big companies are laying people off and we go, oh, I'm losing my safety net. And my thing is, we should always start to create our own safety net through things that are already your skills. So I was personally trading. I had three screens on my desk. One was always my personal trades, working, making six figures plus bonuses. I invested in other businesses. And then my personal investment was more than enough of what I was making in my salary. So now I'm like, dang, I'm making even more money, but I still haven't decided what's that thing that intrinsically I want to do. So once I was making enough, I made my plan to leave corporate. So I told them a year and a half in advance. So I had a long exit plan. I'm always very honest, and I believe that's the best way, so that I don't believe in burning bridges, and I believe in leaving things better than what I came if I can. And so I had a hospitality business, a cigar business, actually, that was super exciting, sexy, all of those things. And while we were waiting to build our new location, I had free time. And I'm like, what do I do to answer this internal thing? And I'm like, I'm going to teach at the local Women's Business Development Center, which is a piece of the Small Business Association earmarks money for communities, for small businesses to have resources. And so this is the resource center that is available to everybody. If you're in the United States, you can look up a Small Business Development Center or Women's Business Development Center. And I remember going to one of their courses, and it was a banker that was teaching the accounting course. They did a terrible job of doing it. I'm sure they did their best. Yeah. But what's important is that people walk away more empowered than what they came. So I took the time. I asked them, could I teach there? They said I could. So I came in and taught. And by the end of that day, I had two emails and one voicemail asking for people to work with me. And I'm like, oh no, I was just here as a CPA to share, not to do anything else. But as I continued to teach the class, which I had to teach 5 4-hour classes that week.
Wow.
The emails and phone calls continued to come in, and they were persistent. And I said, okay, listen, if you're willing to work with me on my hours, my time, this framework, I decide if I'm going to take the project. And they said, okay. And I got a $13,000 client. And by the way, I had nothing in place for this, guys. I had no business structure for this. I had no plans for this. But it turned out I had decided my client profile, and that's part of what we have in our Stay Ready checklist. Know what you want to do, know how you want to serve, and know who you're talking to. At this time, I decided who I wanted to serve, right? Part of your client profile is, who are the people you like to work with? And for me, it was on my terms. And that grew to a six-figure business in 1 year. And it was all the things I like to do. Work never felt like work, still doesn't feel like work. My team, my employees, my partners, nobody feels like it's work. I have sound makers, disco balls, like, we incorporate everything, because in numbers, people talk, they take the human side out of numbers. Like, numbers are, I'm not here to give you a stack of numbers and say, here you go, and good luck on your tax year. And for me, it's really about every business owner knowing the numbers that their stories tell and using that data to empower your day to day. It is not what they teach you. It's a total different set of things that make your numbers and your data valuable to you. So that's pretty much where, well, I didn't put the other part, the business that was so sexy at the time, I had none of the information I would say that I have now. Something that's super critical, metrics. Mm. You need to know not just why you're doing something, but what are the things that tell you that you're a success in it? So if for you, that means you want to grow your business, you say, I want to make $1 million. And I say, okay, cool. How? Tell me how you want to do that. Well, I want to sell widgets. Well, widgets sell at $10 a pop. You got a long way to go. And if you're okay with that journey, fantastic. If you're feeling good, but if you want to, you know, turbocharge it, we got to think about some other things. And what is going to tell you that you're successful? If that means talking to 100 people each week or a month, what are you doing to do that? And how are you bringing that in your current day to day? So these were the things. I didn't, that business, I was not looking at metrics. I was stuck in ego. And I will tell you guys, I lost over $100,000 in pure ego, pure wanting what I wanted so bad and not caring what sign said, just continue heads down, miserable. I was mean to everybody around me. I wasn't happy with myself. And one very almost blackout mind day, I said, I can't do this. And I'm going to focus on the business. This business was making me money. I was having fun. I was yielding results. My clients were yielding results. It's kind of one of those things where it's like a smack in the face of recognizing you'll know if you're in a space you need to be by how you feel. If you do not feel good, that means there's a plan you need to put in place to get towards your feeling better.
There's just so many hidden gems. I mean, not even hidden, you just said it, but there's so many gems you just dropped on everyone that's listening. And I want to go into everything. When we were working together, one of the things that really stood out to me is that you're someone that's always about community and team. You treat everyone on your team with so much respect. And when we were doing your lead generation work, I felt like I really had a partner, not like a client, but you respected everyone on your team and you brought that care and peace of mind. Tell us a little bit more about how you developed that human first approach, because I think a lot of times in the money industry, and a lot of people listening to this are money coaches, accountants, bookkeepers, it gets lost, that human side of the business. So what's helped you the most to cultivate that in your even personal life and then how it's affected your business? I think a lot of people here could really learn from that. Yeah.
I'm so happy you asked that. I think it's such an important thing. So I think the most important thing, anything we're going to do in our world, is getting back to that intrinsic side. What are your whys? You're always going to have what your industry has to offer. We know that you're technically astute there, but now we have to think about what is it that you desire to offer? That thing is going to exceed just taking something that someone's giving you and repeating it, because you have to show up every day. And so us showing up every day, you want to align it with the things that are important. So for me and for all clients, and again, in our Stay Ready checklist, is something I encourage everyone to do. Define your core values first. So your personal core values, and then you want to decide what your company's core values are going to be. So that's a part of how do you want to show up every day? These core values should be a demonstration of that. So if accountability, for us, kindness is in there. When it comes to finance and accounting, there's such a gap in how it's communicated that can be so discouraging to people, right? Finances and accounting are already scary. In anybody's book, even for people who are in finance and accounting, it doesn't get you excited. And so to start to break down those barriers, that's understanding who you want to talk to. So for me, going back to what you said for community, always been important. I've never understood the disparity on the planet from wealth to people with absolutely nothing. And so how do we start to bridge that? Education, power, influence. For us to start to own that ourselves and not wait on government, it means we need to start making some money so we can influence power, laws, all those other things. So going back to core values, when you define those, it's going to tell you how you want to make sure you're operating. It's going to tell you how you hire, fire, and fire. So if someone is there and you love them, but they're not honoring those core values, it's not aligned with how you want to show up in the world. That's going to determine for everything that you offer. If it's a miss, you have to honor those. If you honor those, you're going to show up feeling good every day. And guess what that does? It's going to welcome the best clients for you. They're going to have an appreciation for how you show up, and likewise.
And then I just want to highlight the fact that you're even talking about core values, because so many people start a business just to, you know, either get out of their 9-to-5 or leave their current position, but they don't start with the value first. When they're hiring employees, it's creating a company culture where, what is the culture? Well, you didn't start from the root. You're like starting kind of backwards. So I guess tell us how that's even impacted your team. You know, you've grown so much, even when I met you a year ago to now. How has that impacted you growing your team? Because one of the biggest things I see in the tax industry and the finance industry is people doing it all themselves and being scared to kind of give that trust. And I'm curious what your opinion is on bringing that core value into expanding and also self-trust. Yeah.
So that core value is really what you want to document. That's going to be a part of your hiring strategy. When you show up to say, so intrinsically, when we ask what our whys are and our separately whys for our company, so what's your ultimate vision for your company? Because that's important when we start talking about team. You define that. And that should have everything to do with what you're doing now all the way through. But defining core values, defining that ultimate vision, when you get to hiring, don't just do it because you need to do it, right? You want to find that right team because they're a representation of you. They're a representation of what you ultimately desire as well. So I'm very keen on making sure it's defined and then communicated. That job description shouldn't just look like any other thing. You want to have that ultimate vision kind of somewhat shown in there, and then those core values, because people who align with that, they're going to see your job description, even if maybe you pay a little less, or maybe there's some, you know, things that small business owners just have natural constraints when you compare to a larger corporation. You're going to attract the person who that's already standing out to, and that makes the difference of how you show up from day one. I think that other piece is, for a lot of entrepreneurs, part of the reasons that we become entrepreneurs is because we want to define that environment, right? We've been in some environment where we're like, what are they doing? I can't believe they don't see this. I can't believe they don't hear this. And really bringing that back to, if you have the responsibility and authority to create environment, you want a space that's going to help people also be their best. Because saying, if we show up as our best, late hours, and I'm not saying that because that could happen in anybody's field, feel differently. A difficult client, if you will, or a time that's in a pinch, I'm not just there waiting for the clock to happen. I'm here because I'm so excited about what we're doing that none of that comes into play. Like, our team legitimately, again, we have noisemakers. Everybody's does, you know, da, 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 da. Not in this office, it's in my other office, but we celebrate every moment. When clients have wins, you would think all of their wins are our wins. And when that happens, I'm like, isn't this crazy how we take this home with us? Because we're so passionate. So knowing your whys, and that's going to create everything and making that clear, that's going to create that culture. And showing up, checking yourself on your own core values, because it's not enough to just say, you know, someone else do this. We need to show up and honor those too.
I think it actually shows a lot of humility of what you said, even in the first business, about how that was ego-driven. And then you can even, like, now it's coming from such a grounded, even hearing you speak, it comes from such a grounded place of seeing how you want to move forward in the future. And so exciting. I really want to dive into how you've been able to cultivate community, right? Because creating your business, and I can give it myself as an example, like your 9 to 5, maybe you're in an unsafe space, right? You didn't choose your coworkers, but when you create your team, you're creating your culture, and it's coming from core values. You're able to cultivate that inner community, but how has that almost helped you with your clientele, bringing clients that really fit into core value? Because I think a lot of new business owners take on everyone, right? And from the jump, you really saw when you were teaching those classes, you're like, okay, I'll take on who's the right fit. So talk us through that journey, because I know it's different for everyone.
Yeah, I want to hit two things that you said in there, because I think they're super important. There's a quote that says, "Paradise is where I am," by Voltaire. I love it. I think no matter where you are, if you're an entrepreneur, so meaning you have half your foot in your corporate career, and you're also an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship, part of that is showing up. And this is in any space we show up in. Your energy affects the mood. I don't care, even if it feels unsafe, right? Meaning maybe in different spaces, it makes us want to open up maybe or share more. But we're also always an example as we interact. And you never know what someone is going through. Generally, if it's unsafe, it's because there's the culture that's created. And a lot of that comes from how we're feeling and how we handle feelings that are going on. So that's just one thing. In whatever space, show up as your best, it permeates, right? Everyone else is going to feel that. And I want to be very clear. When I started that business, not on purpose, or this business, I didn't know what I knew now. I think one thing that I've learned, and that's going back to metrics, right? So even as you're starting and you've defined what you think your client profile is at the time, mine was just people who didn't understand, because I've always known I've had the language to translate difficult topics into something tangible and real that you can take to the bank and apply to your every single day. So that I had. But at the time, I thought I wanted to help anybody who was in shambles. And I say that with love. They just need a direction. But I learned later my client profile is actually, I'd rather have someone who has an understanding of what they want or are willing to actually track towards their best. So at the time, I think you have to just define your best version of client profile, but always have your metrics in place that tell you about success. So as you have a new client, you can look and say, how did this go? How did I feel? Because if you start taking on clients and you're like, this client makes me feel miserable, and we have to check ourselves. Are you feeling miserable? Ask your whys. Is it because I'm feeling like I don't know enough? That's something for us to check with ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. If it's because someone is calling you constantly, emailing you constantly, they never, you know, if you have a list of what they need to do and they never do it, we're learning in that, hey, how many, I always have a metric. Every week we look at how many clients didn't understand. And our goal is zero. So if one doesn't understand, as a team, for 90 minutes a week, we work on the business, we sit and say, okay, let's look at this. Why didn't a client understand? Is it because the way we communicate it? If so, then we'll actually update the way we communicate anything in our process. If one person doesn't understand, we just look at it to see if this is something that maybe other people are experiencing. Because usually an experience doesn't happen solo. It means other people could be experiencing that. So always ask yourself on the good, successful clients and what you feel like could be less than what you desire, go through what those attributes are and how can you improve your process, whether it's, you know, finding your client and actually putting those qualifiers that might be a non-negotiable for you. Know that. So you know that, hey, I don't have anything for that. And then we've learned to create nurturing things that maybe you don't have everything in place or you have just need more work. Maybe you're not ready to start here. Here's where we suggest you start. So we started taking information and creating nurturing documentation so that when you're ready for us, you're ready.
Oh, there's so much I want to go into, but I really want to highlight the fact that one of the things you said is the internal represents the external, even with where you are in your business or your 9-to-5. That really resonates with me. And even like having the non-negotiables. Again, in business, so many people will walk through and not realize what their non-negotiables are. And that's okay because sometimes you're still figuring it out. But I guess what has been the biggest game changer? Because hindsight is 20/20, right? We know all these lessons now. But as you were building your business and, you know, your third year has just come around, I ask everyone this, what has been a huge game changer to help you learn these lessons and kind of keep growing and keep scaling and keep building?
Metrics all day, every way. I sound like a broken record to most folks.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
Once you define what you want, it's always going to have a version of, okay, if this is what I want, what tells me in and out that this is going the way I want it to go? The moment that's askew, again, we have a zero goal for if anyone doesn't understand, want to stop and take that time. It's updating our framework to not look at, oh, I didn't get this accomplished, right? Okay, this is something that's going to clarify me to show up as a better service provider, right? As a better business to support your clients. Because at the end of the day, they're your best version of results, not anything else. You just feel like I have 1 million followers and I have this, but are you actually accomplishing results? And I realized, Roma, I didn't answer one of your questions prior. You asked about community with clients. Hmm. When you show up as a human being, people feel you as a human being. People show up every time, especially in finance and accounting. You know, listen, like they're ashamed to tell me what they haven't done. I always clear the space by saying, listen, this is a judge-free environment. You are here because you desire change. That's all we're going to focus on. Whatever happened that didn't happen your way, I'm here to help it. So you can tell me everything. My goal is to help you get to where you want to be. And breaking that down for whatever your client is, whoever your client is, understanding their struggles, that's a part of the client profile, right? What are their struggles? What are their pains? Just get right into that. Because that's the human side of, we all have struggles and pain, right? These different realms just have different relationships. But understanding that, speaking to it, if you have an example that you can share, like, again, I lost over $100,000. You think as a CPA, I wanted to tell that story? Absolutely not, right? We think we have to hide these things. But in actuality, even though that was happening, I built a business that made more than that in its first year. So a temporary loss is just that. Every single day, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. In a holy instant, you can go from zero to a hero. Go from zero to 10 million. In a holy instant, 10 million can turn to zero, right? You've seen people lose billions. I think Bezos just had the story of 200 billion gone in days or a week. So this can happen to anybody. Don't let money, which is a means, define your ends. You need to know your ends. What is it that I want? When you know that, you show up as a human, money will be the easiest thing that you will ever make. Even if you have a loss.
Yeah. And I think vulnerability to even reveal those parts about your past or where you were and who you are now is so important because everyone sees the highlight. It kind of goes hand in hand with kind of the vanity metrics that takes over social media. Everyone's so worried about the highlight reel, but the true vulnerability and humility that comes out when you share your story is what helps people grow. Because I'm pretty sure there's someone listening to this that's like, yeah, I've started many businesses before this one. And I definitely resonate with what you're saying. And I know multiple people have also gone through that. So the vulnerability is such a path to open up more conversations. You know, like you said, you never know what someone else is experiencing.
Can I share something with you, Roma, that I've never shared with you about us working together?
Go ahead.
So when we met, first off, you did such a fabulous, I remember distinctly because I was in a little room at a family member's house. It was a funeral that day. And I'm like, I still want to meet with Roma. And you had such a clear, defined path, plan. I was able to tell you exactly where I was. And we started working, right? Which was so fabulous. And the funny part is when we were going through, I'm like, yes, this is going to be that next big kind of burst of everyone understanding who we are in sales. And I will tell you, I didn't learn this to post work. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I actually wasn't ready. And even though it yielded results, let me say that.
Yeah.
But one thing that I learned and I carried it with me since the time we worked together is, again, going into the relationship with knowing not only what you desire, but what it looks like to get there. Because the work you did yielded so many connections with me and other people. Yeah. But that other side of systems, which we had in place, but our consistent SOPs, and I think just understanding not only once you get the volume, but how you manage, handle, support, even the whole process of the client journey, even if we don't commence then, what does that look like to engage and to stay connected from there, I think was something that I never shared with you that I was like, wow, that was a great learning lesson. And that Roma, you had all the right things. I think as a business owner, as knowing our desire, output, and results, how we can step up to the challenge and in relationships, define what is our expectation and as owners and our interaction, it's going to really help you. It's going to help me. It's going to give us the same metrics of when we work together, this is what my expectations are. And help us navigate that road as well.
I'm so glad you shared that. It means a lot because everyone listening to this, we worked over a year ago together when my lead generation agency was still open. And I think it's so important, even for myself, when you're investing in anything and the lessons come before you might be ready. And I've done that to myself, even when I've hired other mentors and coaches to scale my business and hoping it could be the big burst of energy that I wanted my business at the time. And you take the lessons that you learned that maybe you didn't have, like you said, the systems in place to take it and run with it. And then you keep growing. So I'm so glad that you brought that up because, again, the lessons that will come in handy in the future that you might not be ready for. It's always a learning experience in every single
the whole journey.
Yeah. And connection. I think that's really important to highlight too, is that the connections you make now, and it doesn't matter if you made connections 6 years ago or today, you never know how that will impact life. So the thing you said about really keeping up connection and not burning bridges and really being able to foster, it goes hand in hand with just your whole ethos of community and human first, like you care about the person, you know, and business comes next and entrepreneurship. And yes, it's all great, but you really do. I think it comes through on this episode too, the humanity of it all. And I'm really, really touched that you brought that up. So I'm kind of speechless.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I actually think that might be like a good place to wrap. I'd love to have you on again. And I always end by asking this question. And I think I know what the answer might be, but I was going to ask, like, what advice would you give anyone who's thinking about entering the financial industry? You know, someone who maybe was in your position in the big four and is wanting to start their own business and go all in. Any kind of way to push them towards like that dream, that vision that you had so many years ago?
So first off, anything that's in your mind, whatever you have in your mind, you can have in your hands. If it's there, it's there for a reason. We have to trust. Our bodies are so much more magical, including our minds, than what we know. Cells are birthed and dying in every breath that we're taking. This is a real complex being that we won't give a lot of credit for in every single day. But so if you have that feeling, trust that in and of itself. Now you want to get to that next phase. If you're not sure how you want to enter where, ask yourself, what am I good at? What do I enjoy? Ask people around you, what do you think I'm good at? And what characteristics do you think are really awesome about me? Look at those together because there's riches and niches. Trying to do everything sounds good, but if you can take something and do it really well, which is going to yield value, it's going to be a win-win. You're going to have quality over quantity. Right. So that's going to help you start. And I would say start right where you are. Even if you're working a full-time job right now, or even you're an entrepreneur and your business isn't doing what you want it to do, inventory yourself there. It's important to do those core value pieces and your ultimate whys. And then think about, okay, what's going to be my plan to get there? Challenge yourself to know your numbers, know it, whatever I'm going to do. And what is it that I want to offer? Hone in on offering just one thing you want to do well. You can find your 5 or 10 clients just to prove to yourself, because sometimes we need that confidence building that's saying, like, can I really do this? I know I'm saying it, but then what does it actually look like to do it? And get that first client, right? And document everything you can about that process, about that experience, about what you did, because a lot of times we do things and there's the intended benefits, but there's so many unintended benefits that arguably are better than what your expectations will be. Because we know space behind me was everything we knew. What we know really looks like this and amongst everything. So when, to your point about that ever evolving journey, you're never going to know it all. You're never going to have everything you need per se in one moment, but trust yourself, bet on yourself the same way you're showing up for whomever. You can show up for yourself the same way. And we also, again, offer our Stay Ready checklist, CosmoConcierge.com, or if you go to our Instagram, Cosmo_concierge, you're going to see in our link tree, there's a download for a Stay Ready checklist. It's all the things that you need for your business. I made this purely not because I did it because I want to, not because I had to. This is a culmination of everyone I've ever spoken with, all of their troubles put back into here's everything people need to know. If you have that, put it on your wall, check it off, make sure you do every single thing on there. They're not created arbitrarily. They are what you need. It has metrics. It has client profile. It has a document for that. This is me looking for nothing but for you to be your best, because when we are good, we are good as a community, as a planet, all of us. So if we can be an attribute to anyone else, you're doing your job.
I mean, I was going to ask, where can everyone find you? And, you know, if they wanted to reach out, how would be the best way for them to reach out to you?
Go to our website, www.cosmoconcierge.com. Instagram is equally, wherever you, if you look up Cosmo Concierge, we're the only folks that have that name. So whatever way feels good to you, we're here for you. Even if that's a sounding board, we have a group I created called Cosmo's 100 Millionaires, the Facebook group. I literally show up every week with what our clients are dealing with, and I share it in all information. You literally get me free as a CPA, because it's meant for real entrepreneurs to show up as their genuine selves. We talk about what we desire, and I have a desire to help create 100 millionaires. So like for people who are gang, you want to do it. This environment has your friends in it. It has your resources in it. Whatever I know, I share, just like I do with all of our clients, because I care about us all being better, creating the communities for people to be better, supporting what that looks like. It's a domino effect. So we're all here. We should be winning together too.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And yeah, you're creating many communities of your own. And I wanted to thank you so, so much for coming on and bringing your story and just diving in. So many gems. I can't wait to write up the show notes for this. Again, for coming on. Yeah.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for all you've done for me, for how you show up with us. If you are on the fence about Roma, let me tell you, get off the fence. It's time to preparedness plus opportunity equals success. If you were looking for opportunity, Roma, you absolutely have it in everything that you do. I love the way you humanize communicating for the areas that we might be scared or stuck in. So cheers. If you think it, make the decision of yes.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those 5-figure months, 6-figure years, and build that 7-figure empire.